Well, hello, and thanks again for your call to Daily Inspiration. I'd just like to encourage you in the Word of God. I would like to just look at a few scriptures today on the subject of humility. Humility is the crown jewel of the Christian, and it is what we need. The Bible clearly says humbling ourselves gives us grace from God. And got some verses out of Romans 12 and Luke 14 I'd like to look at here this morning. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Then we go to Luke. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room. And when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then thou shalt have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased. And he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Reminder of Proverbs, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. If we can learn to esteem our brother better than ourselves, if we can learn to prefer others, if we really would learn to love our neighbor as ourselves, be more concerned about him than our own needs, we can be a listener instead of talker. We would have that crown jewel of humility. So let's pray. Dear Father, it is the human tendency to be proud. It is the human tendency to step on others and go our way. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves as you did when you were obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Lord Jesus, help us to truly be humble, that we would decrease, that you could increase. I pray you would help us with this sin of pride and arrogance, and that we would humble ourselves and be truly the people of God, that all men would know that we're your disciples because we have love one for another. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you have a great day. Meditate on these things.